So this is Al Jazeera. These are the top stories. And President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to be in NATO and is waiting for the military alliance to admit his country. He's attending the European Political Community Summit in Moldova. Meanwhile, Ukraine says at least three people, including a child, have been killed in Russian airstrikes on the capital, Kyiv. At least 12 others were injured. The mayor is urging people to stay in shelters. At least 17 civilians have been killed in shelling at a market in Sudan's capital of Khartoum. It comes after the army pulled out of talks in Saudi Arabia with the rapid support forces. The United States says it is prepared to continue mediation efforts. Australia's most decorated soldier has lost a landmark defamation case against newspapers accusing him of war crimes. Ben Roberts-Smith had sued three local outlets that alleged he killed unarmed prisoners and civilians while he was serving in Afghanistan. The ruling is a victory for media seeking greater accountability for Australia's military, which is bound by confidentiality. The United Nations says a lack of funding has forced it to cut aid for Rohingya refugees living in Bangladesh. Monthly rations will be reduced to $8 per person from Thursday. More than a million of the minority Muslims fled persecution in Myanmar. The United Nations says the international community is not doing enough to help. A copper smelter on the coast of Chile, blamed for decades of toxic gas pollution, is shut down. Environmentalists say the plant in Quintero has turned the area into what they call a sacrifice zone.